Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Color Your Life Happy for Monday, November 7th, 2011. I'm your host, Flora Brown, coming to you from Anaheim, California. Today's show is being brought to you by Greater Insight Publishing, LLC, the company that helps empower individuals to overcome the effects of stress with the books Stress, Climbing Out of the Pits with God, and Stress, Overcoming Real Life Issues with God. For information and to order your copies, visit www.greaterinsight.net. In a moment, we will begin today's episode, 20 Free Tips and Tools to Attract More Clients and Profits, where I will be sharing with you some of my best finds. Now, you can get the handout that goes with this episode at coloryourlifepublished.com/free-tips-and-tools. But it's also a good idea to take notes. So go and grab your paper and pencil if you don't already have it, so you'll be ready when I start going through these 20 tips. First, I'd like to welcome you, my listeners. I know some of you are listening live on the phone. Some of you are over on the website live streaming. A few of you are in the chat room, and some of you are listening to this show after the fact from the archives. Whichever way you are accessing the show, I'm honored that you made space in your schedule to join me, because this is a show where my goal is to help you learn all the things you need to have a happy life. Now, if you enjoy the show, don't keep it a secret. Tell others about it who can benefit. Thanks to modern technology, it's very easy to do that. On my show page, blogtalkradio.com/Flora Brown, right under my photo, you'll see several ways to help keep up with the show. The follow button, you click that, you will get an announcement and a reminder in your email each week. And then there are other buttons there that will help you share the show with other people. Have you always wanted to write a book, but you hesitated because you didn't know how to get started? Or maybe you've been writing pages and pages for months, even years, but you don't know how to get that book from your hands into publishing and into your readers' hands. Now, if this sounds like you, I invite you to get your copy of my home study workshop, How to Write Your Nonfiction Book in 90 Days, Even If You're an Ordinary Person and Hated High School English. I will show you in this workshop how to go from choosing your title to getting your book written quickly and marketed effectively. Most important, in this workshop, I'm going to tell you how to start earning money from your book before it's even finished. You can download your copy of the Home Study Workshop at my website, abookin90days.com. As soon as you place your order, you'll be able to download the course and get started right away. Now, on this radio show, Color Your Life Happy, we talk about ways to create the lasting happiness you deserve in all areas of your life. Each week, I typically interview guests from fields such as self-help, spiritual journeys, relationships, change in adversity, parenting, wealth creation, career, you name it, all of those things which contribute to our lasting happiness. Now, today's episode's a little different because I decided to share with you some of the best tips that I have found on the internet to help you attract more clients and get more profits. So that's why today's episode is called 20 Free Tips and Tools to Attract More Clients and Profits. Any of you who are in business, any kind of business, whether you're selling a product or a service, certainly you know that you need to have clients, paying clients, in order to stay in business. Now, I created a handout for you, and you can grab it after the show if you don't already have it. It's at coloryourlifepublished.com/free-tips-and-tools. So you want to go and grab that because it's much easier to understand URLs and website addresses when you see them on paper. Or better yet, I created a PDF where you can just click the live links and go to the sites that I'm going to share with you. Okay, let's get going. You have your paper and pencil? Okay. P.T. Barnum, the famous showman, you may have heard of him. He probably understood the importance of attracting business better than anyone before him or perhaps since. One example of his advertising genius took place in 1850 when he wanted to bring the international singer Jenny Lind, dubbed the Swedish Nightingale, to America. But he knew she was unknown in America, so 6 months before her arrival, Barnum began taking out newspaper ads and posting handbills to spark interest, curiosity, and anticipation of this star. His campaign was so successful that upon her arrival, 30,000 New Yorkers greeted her at the docks. Now, this was no small feat for 1800s. Times have changed somewhat, but the need to promote your product and your service has not changed. And what P.T. Barnum did with building up interest before he even brought Jenny Lind to this country, we currently call building your platform when you're writing a book or creating your audience when you're about to bring out a product. So times have changed in some ways, but the need to promote your product and service has not changed. Now, profits, we know, depend on attracting paying clients, and it's very important for you to discover ways to do this that work for your business. Each of us has different businesses, and so we may approach it a little differently. If you're like most businesses, small businesses in particular, you also have a limited advertising budget. So locating free and low-cost tips and tools is very appealing to those of us in that category. Finding these free tips and tools, however, takes a lot of time and energy. It's been my pleasure to share with you. Over the years, I've shared these with my clients, but now I'm sharing it with everybody. 20 of the best ideas that I've uncovered. There are many, many more, of course. Now, most free services do offer a paid version that offers more features than the free version. But for most of us just getting started or just trying something out for the first time, the free version works just fine. So don't worry that you're missing out on something, because the free version often it works very well and sometimes is all that you need. You may not need the paid version. Now, the key to business success is visibility first. People have to know you exist. And then that leads to credibility. When people see you, see your name, see things about you enough times, then it builds your credibility. People begin to trust you. And then eventually when people trust you, they've seen you enough times, they've heard other people rave about you, now they are willing to spend money with you. You know that to succeed in business, you must have a product or a service that solves a problem. But you also have to have customers that are willing to pay for this solution that you have figured out. So the critical piece is getting those two things together, the product or service and the willing customers. So I'm going to go through the 20 tips that I've lined up for you. And please get the handout if you don't already have it, because it will be very valuable to have that in your hands, even with your notes that you're about to take. Now, there are a few key tips to keep in mind when I'm sharing these things. First of all, you need to take every opportunity to promote your business. So every communication that anyone gets from your company needs to have your URL, your phone number, your contact information, and that goes for invoices, envelopes, your email, and everything you send out, every piece of contact. Second, another tip, make your social media messages and your blog posts get the most bang for their buck by linking them to one another when possible. So there are a number of ways to do that, and most of the services make it very easy for you to link from Facebook to Twitter to LinkedIn and so forth. Third tip, free sites typically offer a paid version of their services. Now, I mentioned this already, but I want to warn you again, because when you go to free sites, they will often try to sell you, of course, on the idea of getting the enhanced version. But if you keep scrolling down, you will eventually see where it says, no thanks, try out the free version. And, of course, if you choose to, you can always buy the more advanced version. Oh, by the way, the free sites that offer free things typically are going to also have advertising placed along with whatever they're giving you free. So just be aware of that. The fourth tip to keep in mind is always read the terms of use on free sites to be clear on any restrictions. Even if they say you may use this site free, you may use these pictures free, whatever they may say, you still want to be aware of what it is that, where they draw the line, so you aren't in violation. Okay? So here we go. The top 20 tools. Number one is a site called WiseStamp.com. WiseStamp.com is an application that enables you to customize your email signatures. You can put your personal social profiles. You can even put, on mine I have a picture of the cover of my book. You can put a link to your most recent post, your latest tweet, or some cause that you want to promote. There are all kinds of things you can add to the signature so that every time you send out an email, it will be there. That's number one, WiseStamp. Number two, http://ping.fm. This site enables you to share your posts on social media all in one place. Now, in order to use it, you will have to go over there and choose which of the various social media sites you want to send out announcements to. And once you do that, then you can just go to that one site, enter whatever message you want to send, and it'll send it to all these places at one time. Tip three, or tool three, actually. This is similar to Ping, but different. Hootsuite, Hootsuite, and I think I misspelled it on, I may have left T out, but there should be a T, Hootsuite, so be sure you correct that before you get frustrated. Now, this site allows you to post to multiple social media sites also so that you can be sure your message doesn't get missed, but the difference is that it also enables you to monitor what people are saying on the different things that you're signed up with. So you just designate, and you'll be able to see the tweets in particular that people are posting. You can send out things in advance. I like that feature. You can go in the morning and set up. Matter of fact, you can set up for a whole week. Now, if you're going to send out tweets that are in large numbers, you're probably going to need to upgrade to the pro version. But typically, I've sent out messages maybe a couple of ones a day over a period of 5 days, and I have set them all up at one time, and you can do that on Hootsuite. Number four, MailChimp, MailChimp.com. It is one of the email marketing services that allows you to send out newsletters or whatever kinds of communication you want to send out free. They have what they call a forever free plan. That sounds pretty good. I like the forever stamp. You can send 12,000 emails a month to a list of up to 2,000 subscribers. This is a tremendous deal if you are strapped for cash and yet you want to send out newsletters. And by the way, you have to have a list if you are going to sell products and services to people. So you have to figure out some way to set up on your site something you give away that will entice people to sign up. And MailChimp is a free one. There are a number of popular ones out there like AWeber and so forth, but this particular one is free. And again, you can upgrade to a paid version, but my goodness, you don't have to do that till you get up to 2,000 subscribers. So in the meantime, you could be sending out announcements. You could send out a newsletter with good tips and content for your subscribers. Speaking of sending out email, number five tip or tool is a place called formatit.com, F-O-R-M-A-T-I-T.com. Format. It enables you to structure your email so it doesn't look crazy. Have you ever gotten an email where the lines were all different lengths and they were all out of whack, so you had one long line and then a short line and so forth? Well, this particular tool enables you to place whatever you've written in email in this box. You don't have to download anything. You can just place what you want to format. It will format it for you. You copy and paste it back into your email. It makes it nice and neat because one of the problems with the internet is that we all have different computer screens and different computer services. So something that looks quite great on my monitor may be too wide or too whatever on your monitor. So format it. It enables you to create an email that is no more than about 50 columns is what they recommend, so that when someone receives your email, it looks nice and professional. It's not scattered all over the place. Another thing to keep in mind when you are sending out things is on occasion you will need to send out a document. And some years ago, a great thing came along called the PDF, the Portable Document Format. Unfortunately, the popular one that's on the many places, we all know about that one, Acrobat, costs money. So how about a free one? This free one is called Qt, C-U-T-E, PDF.com. And it is great because it does the same thing. It takes your document, maybe you created it as a Word document, and it turns it into a self-contained document so that when you email it to someone, they will see exactly what you want them to see because it contains everything they need in that document, and it won't screw it up when they get it. Isn't that a good thing? That's cutepdf.com. Number seven, another place that you might want to visit. You know that many of us use pictures in our blogs in particular. I know I do. Pictures and photos are much more appealing. Your blog is going to be much more interesting if you have a picture. So there are a number of places to get free pictures, and, of course, there are many to buy pictures. Here's a place, freedigitalproducts.net, where you can go and get download pictures, and they say that they are available for corporate and personal projects. These images will help brighten up your site, and you definitely want to take a look. That's freedigitalproducts.net. Speaking of pictures, tool number eight. This one has been a lot of fun for me. It's called Photofunia, P-H-O-T-O-F-U-N-I-A.com. Photofunia is an online photo editing tool that gives you this fun-filled experience of taking a photo you already have, typically of yourself. You can upload a picture of yourself. And then there are all these different effects, over 100 different effects that you can create with this photo. You can have, it'll look like your picture is on Times Square on one of the big billboards, all kinds of choices. A number of people have asked me about this when they've seen. I've put these pictures over on Facebook a number of times. So people have asked about it. So that's where I got those fun pictures, Photofunia. Now, you know that you need to send out press releases as part of your business, but press releases can become very expensive to send out. Or you can send out to the many free ones they have around that don't do anything with those press releases, but let them sit on their directories. So here are three free press release sites that actually distribute your press release to the media. Now, you will have to go to each one of these separately, and you will have to register. It takes a little time to do that the first time because they are not uniform. Some ask for some things in a different way than the other. Nevertheless, once you register, the next time you go to enter your press release, you won't have to do anything but enter it. And sure enough, your press release will be distributed to appropriate media, and it will help to bring attention to whatever it is you are announcing. Now, keep in mind that press releases are news releases, and that is what you are sharing should be newsworthy. So something new needs to have happened, or maybe you're announcing a contest or some special campaign, there has to be some perceived value for the reader, for the customer, not just come and buy from me type thing. So here they are. Number nine is pr.com/press-releases. The second one is free press release with hyphen between free and press release.com. And the last one is prlog.org. I've used all of these along with many others, and you will discover that your press releases will get out there and will help promote whatever it is you want to share about your business. Number 12, tool number 12, this is a fun tool. This is called Magmito, M-A-G-M-I-T-O.com. You know that mobile apps are very popular on cell phones, on our smartphones these days. And, of course, there are many companies out there that will create them for you for many different amounts of money. But how about if you create one yourself? So this one enables you to go over and create a mobile app free. It's a very easy process. You pretty much just need the title and decide which things you want to put in your app. And it is free as long as you don't mind those advertising. They're going to have a little ad at the bottom of your app. Now, you can get rid of that ad by paying them $99. But if you don't want to do that and you just want to use the free one, and I always advise using the free one first to see how you like it. This app that you're going to create can be used to promote your book, your website, your service. They even have samples there for you to look at and get ideas of what you could put on yours. What's really cool is that you're able to load video, photos, whatever. So on my app that I created for my business, I put actually a couple of links to videos that I already have done. And when you use that app, you click and you'll be able to see the video on your phone. So it's a really cool thing. Number 13, QR code generator. All of us are aware of barcodes. So the QR code is just another type of barcode. And there are many QR code generators, actually, that are free on the Internet. The particular one I used recently is called qrcode.kaywa.com. And essentially what you do there, and again, this is an easy process, you go to that site, you decide where you want people to visit. So let's say perhaps you have a special offer and you want people to go straight to that special offer. Then that's the URL that you will enter, and this site will generate this QR code. And all you need to do then is copy and paste that code wherever you want it to be. What's cool about QR codes is that they can be put on your website. They can, of course, be put on your phone. But they can also be put on products like your T-shirts or caps or on the back of a brochure. So QR codes are wonderful. It's a little square matrix, and to use it, people just need to really take their smartphone and the camera on the smartphone, senses it, finds it, and when it grabs all three of those, there's three out of the four corners that have little squares, then it will grab that URL that you've embedded. Number four, meetup.com. I put meetup.com here, and this is number 14. Because even though meetup.com does cost if you decide to set up meetup yourself, but many of the meetups that have already been set up are free. Meetup is a network of local groups. Their intent is to encourage local groups that share interest to get together. One of the meetups I joined a few years back was an internet marketing meetup that met in a couple of cities over from me. And I went there, and, of course, the whole goal of that is small business people who wanted to learn about marketing. So most of the meetup groups are free. You can go there and network. If you choose to, you can set up your own. You will have to pay a fee to set up your own. But you can attend many of them. They cover every topic you could possibly think of, from sports and cooking and going to movies. I belong to one that we go to, the theater, people who love small theater. Many different ones that pertain to business. They have spiritual ones. So take a look at meetup.com. Number 15, freeconferencepro.com. This is an information service provider. You know that right now it's very popular to have teleseminars and conference calls and so forth. And there are many services out there that cost money. This particular one is free. When you sign up for this one, you immediately get a conference access number, and you get your own passcode, and you can begin to use it immediately. What I like about it is you can schedule a conference on the spot. You don't have to program it far ahead of time. And once you have finished your conference, you and the other person, you've given them the number, they've called in, your conference gets recorded, and within an hour, less than an hour, you will have an MP3 or a WAV file that you can now download and use it for whatever you like. I've used it to interview people. I've used it for preview calls to introduce a product. I've used it a lot of different ways. The reason I like this one the best of the others that are out there is they enable you to create a customized greeting. So you just send them what you would like to have in your customized greeting, and that's what listeners will hear when they first dial in to your conference call line. So that's a cool feature for them to have. Number 16, anymeeting.com. Speaking of meetings and webinars, you know that one of the ways that's very popular right now to attract customers is to offer them something free in the sense of a training or a piece of a whole program that you have. And most of the programs that are out there cost. But anymeeting.com is free. You can host meetings or webinars up to 200 participants. Now, it does have the features of the paid services, but again, the drawback is that because you're using it free, they will play some ads over to the site during your seminar, your webinar. If you choose to not have that, of course, now you can upgrade to a paid version. Or better yet, if you are offering a webinar where your attendees are paying to attend, the ads will no longer appear. And you can use this one for not just phone conferencing, but you can also show PowerPoint presentations, you can conduct polls, all the same things you can do with some of the paid ones. Number 17, once you have customers, you're going to need to collect money from them. And many of you already know about PayPal as a free service. Now it's possible for you to accept credit cards without any kind of merchant account at the point of sale. When you sign up for SquareUp.com, very easy sign-up process, you will receive the little gadget, and it fits at the top of your smartphone. You can use that to swipe anyone's credit card wherever you are out there in the world. And this can be used for personal things as well as for business. You're the one that when you set it up, you designate which account you want the money to go into. What I like about it is it's on my phone. When I get ready to take the person's money, I take a picture of them, so I have their picture. And it even allows them, once you process their payment, they can sign on your smartphone screen with the fingertip. It is cool. It's actually cool. And then you put in their email address, and they get a receipt in their email of the purchase they just made. Again, you can use this for business. You can also use this for personal. If you're out with friends and somebody doesn't have money with them, they can pay you through this gadget. The money can go in your account, and then you can handle the bill. Number 18, one of the things I know that you are aware of is that you have to protect your computer at all times because your computer is a key part of your business. So there is a site called Secunia, S-E-C-U-N-I-A.com. This personal software inspector protects your computer from getting hacked. And I learned about it from a hacker who served time in prison and came out and has now been offered a job with security job with computer companies because he knows exactly how all this stuff works. Number 19, there's this cool little gadget called the Cool Timer, and you can get it from a site called HarmonyHollow.net. The Cool Timer is cool because if you want to keep track of your time, if you want to push yourself to stay within a certain time limit, or you want to create urgency when you're selling something on your site, this is a great one to use. And number 20, retailmenot.com. Before you buy anything online or offline, check this site because they list over 130,000 coupons and coupon codes from major stores and sites. I always check them before I buy anything online, especially when I'm renewing domain names. So those are the 20 that I have to share with you today. Thank you for joining me. I have enjoyed being able to collect these. I'm forever looking for these great tips. I want to encourage you to come back next week. We're going to have a great show. This show is brought to you by Greater Insight Publishing, the company that helps empower individuals to overcome the effects of stress with their books, Stress, Climbing Out of the Pits with God, and Stress, Overcoming Real-Life Issues with God. For more information, visit their site, www.greaterinsight.net. This is Flora Brown signing off and asking you to please have a wonderful and blessed week. Color your life.
Color your life.